You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Gimme Shelter. I am your host and team leader, Jill Sullivan Gruder. I've got JB Byrne, our project leader, Drew Davis, our jack of all trades, and of course our English bloke, Simon McAllister, our master electrician. We're so excited to have you along with us on our journey as we talk about what it takes for us to renovate animal rescues across the country that are in desperate, desperate need. We find the money, we find the manpower, and somehow we make it all happen. This is Gimme Shelter. We are going to take a quick break, but we promise to be right back with Gimme Shelter right after these messages.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home for her.
Enter the code LUCKY10, L-U-C-K-Y, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Stop what you're doing and start horsing around. Every week on Pet Life Radio, horse expert and award-winning rider Audrey Pavia will be trotting out great tips on feeding, breeding, and more on everything equestrian. So set a spell and say hey to Audrey and get ready for a darn tootin' galloping good time. Every week on Horsing Around, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Drew Davis.
I'm Jill Sullivan Gruder.
I'm JB Byrne.
I'm Simon McAllister.
And we are the Project Positive team. And take it away, Jill.
I was going to say, this is our very first podcast ever. What do you guys think so far? You're doing pretty good?
Still the first take.
That's true. Yeah, still the first take.
And all three things went pretty well.
Great job, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, to give everyone a bit of a background on what we do, our passion is renovating and rebuilding animal rescues, no-kill animal rescues in need. Mostly really the homegrown rescues that oftentimes are in our backyard and people don't know. People don't realize. And so we've done past projects that have just gone fantastically well, and we have a huge renovation going on in June that we're really excited about. This is going to be absolutely massive, and so we wanted to sort of take you guys on the journey. We want to tell you who we are, talk to some great people that we've helped out in the past, and bring you guys right up to the renovation, and then we're actually going to do live broadcasts from the renovation, so that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be very busy. There's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the other stuff that's...
All the other stuff.
Special guests coming on, too.
Special guests and everything. Yes.
Stay tuned.
Going to be great. What I wanted to do, just so everyone knows who we are, is maybe just kind of go around and talk about what we do, where our specialties are, and what sort of brought us together. Who wants to start?
Jill.
I'll jump in.
All right.
Yeah.
Go to
you.
Yeah.
Rock
on, brother. am JB, and I'm a JB Burke.
Oh, you already said that. Sorry.
I'm a carpenter by trade, and I built houses along the mainly on the seacoast in New Hampshire, Northern Mass, and Southern Maine. And Jill, I happen to know in my younger years from high school, but she's really the creator of Project Positive. All the credit does need to go to her for our existence. But Jill called me one day and asked for a little bit of advice on a project she was looking at to try to help out a rescue, just to see if I could lend a hand at how much everything would cost. And once I started looking at it, I decided that this was something that I really wanted to help out with. So that's how I got into it. And as for the other two guys here, I brought them along with me, whether they wanted
to. Kicking and screaming.
And they stuck around, and it worked out great. So I'll pass it on to them.
Well, I'm Simon, and the master electrician of the gang. I take care of all the sparks and wires, and maybe not sparks, but as you can tell by my accent, I came over from Germany. No, I mean, I'm a British guy, about 10 years ago, and you're living in Dover, just up the road from JB. We've been working together, doing some great projects together, and then we moved on to do some great projects with Project Positive. And doing some good things with some renovations and getting involved with some animals, rescuing, raising money.
Well, tell them your background. You used to be a DJ, right?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah,
back in England.
Turned records.
Went into a nightclub and did all the young, crazy things and, nightclub things. And, it was good. And then I came over here in 2000 and bought a house. And I started my own little electrical business, working out of my truck and wiring homes and, generators, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I think one important thing is this wasn't a cast group.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. Let us just preface this by saying we are just four normal, well, somewhat normal, right?
Yeah,
we're just four people.
With three
normal. Three anyway.
Three normal.
Andrew.
And we're just a group from New Hampshire, and we're just looking to make a difference. And so
we all have our day jobs, and this is something that we volunteer
right.
to do.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
We all have rescued animals.
Well, rescued
we
animals
have that
too.
In common.
Yep.
I rolled into this crew via JB Byrne. JB called me on a Tuesday, well, actually on a Sunday, and said, "Hey, what are you doing Tuesday?" And I was at the time doing my own stonemason work, and I said, "Oh, geez, nothing." And he goes, "Bring your digging tools. Come to my house at 7 o'clock." And that was it. And I rolled with him, and then I saw this big pile of people all hanging out at this ride and share, and then I met Jill, and then I met Simon, and I rode with Simon actually to do the renovation, and I got to talk to him. But my background is I've done everything. I feel like I lived about six lifetimes. I'm on the seventh right now.
You only look like about four.
Yeah, I know, no. Very young.
I'm ancient. Don't let them say anything other than that. No, I actually work for Seacoast Harley Davidson. I am the driver of the delivery service bikes, and I deal with and I run the detail department, so we clean all the bikes. But prior to that, I did stonework, and that's how I met JB by seeing his Celtic Builders truck parked at a mobile gas station, and I have a Celtic clothing business I've had for 12 years, and I was like, gotta talk to that guy. So I whipped up there, and we met, and then we've stayed off and on in contact, and then we started doing some work together, and then that's how he dragged me into this. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about this whole thing. JB asked me to come with him, and then I met Jill and Simon, and then I got to see what a mess and a wreck that this horse shelter was and how much it needed work, and they had everything kind of organized. I went there and went to work digging. I like to dig. I'm a digger. So we'll go to Jill now, who actually spearheaded this whole thing, and find out why she got involved in the first place. Jill?
Thanks, Drew. Actually, I don't really know. These guys are going to have to teach me how to do some construction-y things. I'm working on it. But I am a writer by trade, and I wanted to sort of give back and do something bigger than myself. And so I started off by just donating my writing services to animal rescues in the area. You know, I just thought, well, you know what? Maybe I can help with some marketing or public relations. And I actually got to go and really see what these homegrown rescues are like, and they're very, very poor. I mean, I hate to use poor money-wise, obviously not in what they're doing for animals out there, but you know, these places are in dire need. And when I was sort of looking around and going to these different places, I thought to myself, you know, there's got to be something that we can do. And I sort of had this idea, well, why can't we just renovate them and rebuild them and change their lives? And so I was fortunate enough to know JB and know, you know, the quality of work that, you know, that he does. And we
high caliber work.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so, you know, it just turned out to be, I mean, honestly, I never expected this, you know, that we would be able to do such great things and be able to help people and, you know, to be able to find a group of guys that are as passionate about it as I am. So it's really been, you know, a pretty unbelievable experience.
Well, really, it's funny. For the first project, we were just signed on as volunteers for that one project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it just a couple of days.
Yeah, and that was going to be it. But it just seemed to all come together. Right. Everybody working, just the four of us worked so good together.
Yeah,
and it just worked its way out.
Well, I think that's the thing too. Like when it's sort of you know animal rescues exist. You know that there are you've got your larger rescues that are beautiful and well funded, but when you actually go and you see, you know, what some other places are like and how they're struggling, you know, it just really wraps you in. You just know, you know, if I can do something, I'm going to do it. I know that's how you guys feel. So it's been great. It's been awesome.
It's tough time right now because we've got a situation where downturn the economy right now as of late too, not to mention, you know, there's squabbling of prices and everything is gone super high. So you imagine that if you're just a regular family, like we are, regular people, we have regular jobs and regular lives, but we decide to extend ourselves and actually try to get something more rewarding even added into our lives. But there's not a lot of money out there for these people to deal with what they're dealing with. They have, JB said it before, in passing, that these people are very focused. They have tunnel vision. They go, and like this Greyhound rescue that we're looking at, the woman, Marilyn, and their volunteers are just absolutely selfless. They're just all about these animals, and this is all they want to do, and take care of these animals. So our idea is that we can swoop into these places with the help of you and many others and good people at Home Depot and such, and see if we can alleviate the stress of all the things, like the building falling down around them, mm-hmm. and the electrical work that needs to be done.
I think that'll probably help it fall around the feet. Well,
That's always my goal, Drew, is when we go in there, and I have the task of figuring out what everything is going to cost, and that sometimes is an unfortunate role as well. I have to say, well, we can't afford to do this, but you know, or this is how much we got to overcome in order to do it is more like it. But everything that I look for in those projects is someplace where they're in desperate need of help. They can help an awful lot more animals in the future if we can just make their lives easier. And with the Lucky's Legacy project, the things that we did for them, running water out to the paddock so they didn't have to bring buckets of water down in the winter. Simon running electrical out there so the water wouldn't freeze overnight on the horses. And then the volunteers have to spend hours breaking up ice. What I try to find is those things that are taking up a lot of time and resources for these facilities and make those go away so it makes their life easier and eventually they help more animals because they have more time.
Right, absolutely. And that's the thing too. I think that, you know, people don't really, I certainly didn't before I actually went to these rescues, how in need, you know, they are. It was shocking to me. And they're taking their every cent that they have, you know, as Drew always says, every cent that they have is going directly to the animals. They are sacrificing even their own well-being in terms of luxuries and their lives to be able to care for these animals, and the facilities are falling, you know, apart around them. And how do they fix that? You know what I mean? Like, how do they fix that?
On an outside view, you see these shacks of houses that are being held up with just pure will. And inside is this little business of looking after these animals. And you know, when people go and look at it, they think, you know, they don't really want to adopt from here because it looks like it's not a good environment. But all of that work has gone into those right. animals. I don't understand that it's that the most important thing and the best thing in that is the animals.
And they're so, and that's the thing too, I mean, the rescues that we're renovating are, you know, essentially no kill, and we go and we look at them and we talk to the volunteers there, and we know that the animals are in absolutely unbelievable care, you know, and we know that if they're not adopted, that they're going to stay there forever and be cared for and loved. I mean, that's what it really comes down to, you know, for the dogs and the horses and the cats and all of the animals that, you know, that are at these shelters. It's just, like JB said, what can we do to make their lives better?
And like Simon said, if somebody comes up to a place and it's run down, I mean, it's not like you're shopping for clothes. I mean, you're going there to possibly take in an animal that can become a family member, but people are turned off when something, you know, looks to be kind of a mess. And little do they know, it's easy to be blindsided by that and not see the love that these people have for these animals and what they do. So,
and that they're saving them.
Yeah. Saving them from, you know.
Saving their lives, yeah.
Yeah.
You have some statistics, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's something like, so it's between 5 and 7 million animals are surrendered to an animal rescue or saved in some circumstances in the U.S., but 3 to 4 million of them are euthanized. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge number. You know, so there are these no-kill rescues that are sort of busting at the seams because, you know, they're just doing incredible things. And I think that, you know, another thing that we'll be able to do too with Project Positive, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but we're documenting or chronicling our whole experience, every renovation that we're doing, with the hopes of getting it, you know, on a network or something, because I think that people are going to see the great, wonderful things these rescues are doing. It's sort of, people have compared it to an extreme home makeover for animal rescues, which is a huge compliment to us.
And that's the best way to clearly paint a picture of what we do.
Right.
And yeah, initially to have an organization that these people that don't have anything can lean to get help for.
That's right.
For what they need.
Yeah.
And contact us. We can make the right moves and make things happen for these people. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just as if when people are aware of what's going on, I mean, everyone loves animals. Everyone, especially who's listening to our podcast, they want to help out. So it's just a matter of, you know, letting people know, hey, this is what's going on. So
you should check out our Facebook and our website. Our website is projectpositive.com. You can check us on Facebook or tweeting whenever possible in our crazy busy lives. Yeah, possible. And we've got a bunch of videos up there, and you'll also see the video of the Lucky's Legacy horse renovation and some of the highlights of some of the stuff that we did there. It's really important that we get sponsors. We need sponsors. We need people.
Yeah.
Whether you just want to pitch in at a local, you know, rescue that we're doing up here in New Hampshire or Massachusetts or where we are, or if you want to send monetary means for us to be able to do what we do, or you're a big company and you would like to be involved and be able to help us change the lives of these people.
And I think just support us too. You know, check out our YouTube page. It's under Mission Possible. PAWSIBLE. Was that Possible?
That's Possible.
And we've got some great YouTube videos up there and our Facebook page. You know, if you like what we do, tell your friends. We're just trying to get the word out so we can help people and animals all over the U.S.
That at a minimum is, that's actually
the best.
That's worth a ton.
It is,
It's not measurable because
the social networking out there really helps.
The spreading and the more fans on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're fun to hang out with.
More times.
We're fun.
I know I am.
Yeah, Simon knows he's
Simon's
fun. Simon's
fun.
So. Yeah.
Simon's.
Yeah, but seriously.
Simon's off the hook.
Even if you have a picture of or a story of your adopted pet, animal, dog.
Yeah.
Send it in. We're in the proceeds now of making our website a way such we
Working
can post it up,
yeah.
And then we can start writing things about your dogs, and then maybe giving out some prizes for the best dog of the month or the best animal of the month. Mm-hmm. Or who knows? You know,
yep.
Get involved.
Awesome.
We're also going to be having a bunch of merchandise that we're going to eventually do here. That it's also going to be able to help you put a little bit of a spin on that. You'll be able to wear it in front of your friends and say, I support this wonderful group of people that are trying to do things for these animals. Also, if you know any shelters that might need some help that are fall under the
or guidelines. If you're a shelter, let us know.
Send us an email. Post something on our Facebook. Keep hitting that like button like there's nobody's business on everything or anything that we have up there that's going to help us, like they were saying. It's going to help us completely.
Positive.
You're liking the pause.
Positively.
Well, all right, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to continue talking about what it takes to renovate animal rescues in need. This is Gimme Shelter.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to fleurop.com and use the code LUCKIES20 at checkout. FLEUROP.com. Code word LUCKYS and the number 20.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We're really excited about this podcast. This is such a great opportunity for us because I think it lets, you know, a lot of people know what we're doing, and I think, like I said, I think that we're fun. I think everyone will enjoy the ride where we're going to take you on all the way up to our renovation through the summer, in the summer.
And gives a chance to hang out anyway.
Get to know us before the renovation, but that's going to be really, really cool. You're going to hear some, we're going to be live from the trenches, so that will be awesome. Our next podcast, we're going to be talking to the ladies from Lucky's Legacy, which is the first renovation that we did. They were having a heck of a time
great group of people, too.
Yeah, great group of people, but their roof was just, I mean, how would you explain that, JB?
Picture's worth a thousand words, and you can see that the tarps hanging inside the barn. I mean, literally, water's pouring in whenever it rains, and there are tarps over the stalls, and the water's running. You know, that was to keep it off the horse, but it was making the the bedding in the stalls, the
soaking wet,
soaked, and the horses were having trouble. The mats, they have these big thick rubber mats that are down for the horses, but it was still rough terrain because of the water coming in, and then the rodents go underneath the mats and make tunnels, and the water is puddling up. So one of the things that we did was mostly the volunteers, the Home Depot employees that came in, one of their tasks was they hand dug all those, while we were like doing the stuff on the roof and building the fences, they were in there with shovels digging.
I know, it's crazy. You know,
women in dresses.
Yeah.
Right from work, they're shoveling.
It was awesome.
Bringing wheelbarrows.
Yep. And it was pouring rain that day.
It was raining.
Yeah.
So they hand dug all that, put all new crushed, stone dust down, new mats. We fixed the roof. They don't have that problem. And man, it was like, it's like night and day.
I know, it was. I'm so excited to talk to them. I'm so excited for our listeners to be able to hear them too. And you
hear
can,
it straight from the horse's mouth.
That's right. You can.
Is that your position?
You know what? You guys can check out our video about the Epona Lucky's Legacy renovation that we did at www.projectpositive.com. And we're looking forward to hearing from the girls from Lucky's Legacy next time, and looking forward to having
and
you guys with us.
And you can see them too. They have a website, luckyslegacy.org.
Yep, absolutely.
And we'll be talking also about some other things that are coming up too. We've got that, we're going to do that thing where we're going to help out that young lady for Chico,
yes,
our area.
Yes, and, we're going to be doing another renovation on a smaller scale compared to the Greyhound Rescue, which, I mean, we really are going
to
love.
We'll have to send somebody over there to take a look soon.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that. Maybe we'll send Simon.
Oh, go on.
All right. So that will be great. So we're looking forward to it, you guys, and we hope that you stay with us and become a supporter. We're really excited to have you.
Take care and stay positive.
Be safe and love those animals.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.